Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Wow! It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
And Pete LaFuchsia.
I may be weird, but I'm not stupid. Or am I?
You're not a freak, and I won't let you think that about yourself.
Why can't you support my gibberish?
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Wow!
It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
And Pete LaFuchsia.
I may be weird, but I'm not stupid. Or am I?
You're not a freak, and I won't let you think that about yourself.
Why can't you support my gibberish?
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh, I'm ready for NASCAR.
If it has an engine and goes fast, they talk about it.
This is the show for you.
We have done things that some folks don't even know about.
Great in-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard.
He's our Joe Biden.
Ryan Newman looking for his first checkered flag since the 2008 Daytona 500.
Hello, Newman.
Newman! It's Newman at the line!
Yes, sir, baby!
All right!
Danica, we saw what happened in the pit. You didn't get a chance to talk to Ryan on the track. You were pulled away. What do you want to tell him?
Probably best that I get down there anyway, isn't it?
Go on, cry home to your mama. She waiting for you.
Through the final two quarters, J.R. Hildebrand. Careful of traffic. He's got to get around the left. Traffic. 100 gears.
No! He hit the
wall! You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
We're racing for the big money, and we're racing for points, and we're racing for the all-inclusive NHRA Full Throttle World Championship, which is just huge in itself.
Okay, I'm not sure what that first part meant, but that last bit was
pure evil.
I was driving around the racetrack, driving with my knee, looking out the window at the fans and waving at them, and when I turned to look back, I ran head-on in the wall and destroyed my car to start finish line. That was embarrassing.
Well,
I was born a racer, grew up around racing.
I am truly jealous.
And now, here are the hosts of Speed Talk.
This romance just got interesting.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before. You people are amazing.
Cliff Tanner and Pete LaFuchsia.
Thank you, Rod Tanner. Welcome, junkies. It is the week after Michigan. All kinds of crazy things happening. We'll be talking about a little bit of that. But I got Pete LaFuchsia, Cliff Tanner coming at you. And here in just a few minutes, we're going to announce our winners for the big NHRA race at the U.S. Nationals down at Lucas Oil Field in Indianapolis coming up on the weekend of the 31st, which is, I guess, Labor Day. We can just say Labor Day weekend. That
and
might be better.
The U.S. Mac Tools, or the Mac Tools U.S. Nationals.
Yeah,
they're paying for
yeah.
It.
You know,
hey, dude,
I
if it
understand.
Was the Speed Talk U.S. Nationals, we'd get mad if somebody else didn't say that.
No, because
so.
I would forget to say that, even though it's ours. So you know that. I mean, but
yeah.
I don't know why.
How
I forget
bad
the
is
Mac
it?
Tools.
Yeah, if we were to sponsor a race, you'd forget to say our name in the race.
Yeah. Anyway. Make sure you check us out on the Laffy Cliff Radio Network. Also, go to RadioSpeedTalk.com where we, you never know when we'll throw up a contest, but sign on, become a junkie, and get a chance to win some goodies. And we've kind of had to take a break from the Junkie of the Week, but we'll hopefully maybe come up with that later. Who knows? We got so much stuff going, it's not even funny. But anyway, go there, and you can catch me at Radio Speed Talk 2. That's on Twitter, and you can go to Facebook.com/Speed Talk. Is it Radio Speed Talk or Speed Talk?
Radio Speed Talk. Speed Talk, some Japanese
Facebook
guy drifting show.
Yeah, see, that's another thing that changed here recently, and it's going to take me a few to get there. I don't know why I do that, but anyway, Michigan International Speedway had a lot of good things going on there.
They had a
some
race.
Bad things. We had a little bit of disappointment, some comedy that Pete threw in for us, thank God. And we'll get to that here in just a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about the NHRA. We're going to have Scott Smith, the media guru down there at Lucas Oil Raceway Park, and the NHRA, which a lot of people don't realize, the NHRA owns Lucas Oil Park, or Raceway Park. I'm sorry.
Yes.
There's no park. I forgot.
Yeah, they got rid of
the parkway.
Lucas Oil Raceway.
Right. So that's coming up. We'll preview that a little bit. We'll talk about what happened last week. As I'm telling you, man, the females are starting to dominate in some of those classes down there and doing pretty well in the NHRA. Erica Enders has won 3 races out of the last 5 or 6, I believe, in the pro stock. So, and she's always been right there, because you and I have talked about that before when we watched her race, but I don't want to get into that too far. I'm sorry. We're going to start off the show congratulating our winners. We got winners.
Let's save for the end of the show after we talk to Scott.
Okay, well, yeah. I suppose we can do that, too. All right. Pete's changing up on me here.
Yeah, we want to tease out the people.
Okay, let's start off with the miracle of all things. Everybody run now. Get under the couch. The sky is falling. Everything's going to blow up. The end is coming. Who knows? It's going to be the sun or a nuclear warhead. Something's coming. Or as Chicken Little said, the sky is falling. But NASCAR has reinstated somebody under their drug policy for the first time that I can remember.
Oh, I thought you were saying the sky is going to blow up because Hendrick's engines all started failing.
Oh, my God. Here we go. You know, I understand what you're saying, but you got to think about some other things here, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute. Aaron Fike was reinstated, and, you know, it was a heck of a journey. It took him 5 years to get reinstated, but he was from the Camping World Truck Series, although it was called something else back then, and now I can't even remember what it was called.
The Craftsman Truck Series.
The Craftsman, that's right, Craftsman Truck Series. But he has been reinstated. Apparently, it wasn't big news for NASCAR because it's not on their website anywhere, but it's just some other news sources I got, and i.e., it was a Journal Gazette from the Fort Wayne, Indiana newspaper. So,
wow.
That's where I happened to catch it. And it's 2 sentences that Aaron Fike was suspended and came back. So, AJ, I guess
there's
we'll
a hope
see you in
for
2017,
you.
Baby. Sorry, I should have done
maybe
that.
Maybe there'll be an opening back at a big team by then.
Well, Pete, we saw some pretty good racing, both in the Truck Series and in the Cup Series down there, or up in Michigan. And the one that really surprised me, and granted, we all know that Michigan becomes, most cases, going to become a mileage race, a gas race, whatever you want to call it. But Nelson Piquet Jr. wins his first. And
wow.
It was a heck of a bold call, but he came through.
Oh, yeah. And you know what was amazing? I didn't know this. And, yes, I understand there are a lot of Brazilians from Cup to Nationwide on down. A lot to name right now. And it's racing's pretty big down there. But when he won, holy cow, the amount of Brazilian flags that were right there on the straightaway. It's like these people have been carrying it around forever.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're Brazilian, because you know how NASCAR fans
are. Yeah, it's Brazilian pride. They could have been from there, their family, but I mean, just, wow, it just amazed me, but it's like, oh, good for him.
It couldn't happen to a nicer kid. We've interviewed him on the show before, and you could just tell he's ready to break out. And he's the 5th different first-time winner in trucks this year, so I think that's pretty cool.
So truck is doing what Cup did last year.
Basically, yeah, that's what it's coming down to. And I'm telling you, folks, if you've never seen a Cup or a truck race, you got to see it. But then, you know, I can't help but to go back, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this one, but the Onion, I don't know what that man does, but, his new nickname is Crash Onion, or Onion Crash, or Onion the Crusher, whatever.
I don't know. I like Tom's.
He got spun up.
Like
yeah,
Tom's
we can't
nickname.
Say that over the air. But, yeah.
I don't know what happened to him, but he was out in, I don't know. But, you know, again, it was some good racing. Bottom line, I mean, everybody was doing a good job there. Wasn't too many incidents that didn't.
I mean, through about three quarters of the race, I really thought it was Brad Keselowski's to win.
Everybody in the world thought it was.
Oh man, I just thought that was his.
And that's all it is about Michigan and some of those other tracks. But you know, and fortunately, the good thing is about the Cup race was there wasn't. It came down to not doing that. But I got to tell you, man, it's so funny. There's what, two or three tracks Jimmy Johnson has never won on. Yeah. Michigan is one of them.
Kentucky and Sonoma.
Right. So he's always been there since we started going 5 years ago. Three times he's been in the lead, and he's ran out of gas. This week, it was his to win, six laps to go. He's really motoring. Mind you, in a backup car because they had to change up the engine,
backup engine
because they had to change the engine. He went towards the back of the field. And then you got Dale Earnhardt Jr., who crashed his car in the final practice, never even had an opportunity to get on the track until race time. But we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. But Jimmy Johnson goes all the way, six laps away, blows an engine. Guess who lost the race? They come down. Obviously, well, actually, I guess it was about 10 laps to go because it took him three laps to clean up the oil. So, yeah, it was about 10 laps to go. He blows an engine. And a lot of people have been giving him flack because he snuck out of the garage area so he didn't have to be interviewed. I got mixed feelings on that. I understand because he's so close. He had it right there. We knew he had plenty of gas because everybody had plenty of gas. It wasn't going to come down to a race mileage at that point. But I also can understand knowing that you're that far ahead of Greg Biffle, who was in second place. You had him by, what, 3 seconds, I think it was? Had such a big lead. The only thing that could happen is something happened to Johnson's car or he crashed.
Right.
And his engine blew.
And back to the thing about him running out. Yeah, I was standing back there, and believe me, the wolves were all around there. And what this all falls back on is I think some of them are trying to make an issue out of what should be a non-issue. And it goes back to Kyle Busch didn't – something happened somewhere, and he wasn't around available, and then he tucked out, and after his obligation was quote-unquote over, he ran out, and somebody tried to come up and talk to him after his obligation was over. They were trying to make an issue that, oh, he's not making himself available for the press. And what they're doing is they're trying to make him pissed off like his brother and see if they can get him mad. Same thing they're trying to do with Jimmy. I think that these guys should have a pass every now and then. Now, if this was week in and week out, then they need to say something. But, okay, once here, once there, it's not a non-issue.
Well, we all know how I feel about the media covering races sometimes. Yeah. And I think some of those guys get a little crazy and go too extreme. And, you know, sometimes watching some of them guys out there, and I'm not mentioning any names because you all – everybody knows who I'm talking about, and you also know what I'm talking about. But some of that NASCAR racing and any kind of racing I see, but more NASCAR because there's more hotheads in it than any other sport. But it's almost like the National Enquirer way of trying
well,
to push something.
Well, I think they're
hothead.
I mean, look at how many people there for the truck and how many were there for the Cup. That tells you right there. I mean, we've got some audio, which I'm assuming we're doing that in the second part.
Right.
Yeah, well, the audio you'll see. I was there, and I was
you'll
lucky enough
it.
To
you
get.
Won't see it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my bad.
Come on, man.
But you believe me, thank God nobody saw what I did with Gustafson.
That was what I was going to come up. Thanks. That's
but
a good
can
segue.
I did look up something. He has six tracks. He's not won at, and I'm staying corrected. He did win at Sonoma, his road course. He did not win at Watkins Glen, Chicago, Michigan, Kentucky, Homestead, Miami, and when it was still running, North Carolina Speedway, a.k.a. Rockingham.
Right.
So those are the tracks he has never won at.
And that brings us to the point of the comedy for the week.
Oh, Lord.
You talk about reporters.
Just couldn't wait till the end of the show.
No, got to do it. You know, and unfortunately, the audio was too broken up because he was trying to chase him down. But Alan Gustafson, who was the crew chief for Jeff Gordon, Pete actually caught up with him in the pits and asked him, hey, what do you think your chances are winning today? And apparently, and unfortunately, I was out on pit road, you know, watching things, and Pete was back there. And apparently, it kind of threw him off, considering Jeff Gordon was down by 22 laps at that point. So I would have loved to have had a camera for the look
on his
face.
To add to that, here's the thing. He was walking. For me, it was a light jog, okay? So, first of all, I thought I was going to have to spend half the audio basically cutting me panting out of it. And I go, so, how's it doing? So, after you guys had to go in and fix the engine, what were you thinking your chances of winning were then? He stopped, turned around, and looked at me and goes, what do you think? And then started walking again.
Yeah, well, you know, we all make mistakes and things like that, but I sure would have loved to have seen that. Would have loved to have seen that. So, all right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about a little bit more of the happenings there, a little bit of NHRA. You're listening to Speed Talk.
What will you build? What will be your legacy? How will you make the world a better place? If you're searching for an answer to these questions, Habitat for Humanity can help. It's a curious thing, thought Habitat for Humanity. We build houses and something more, something extraordinary. A Habitat build site is where laying one foundation can transform a neighborhood. Where painting a room colors an entirely new outlook on life. Where installing a window offers a clearer vision of the future. Where renovating a home can renew a community. Where setting a level can balance a life. You see, Habitat for Humanity builds houses and so much more. So what will you build? Visit Habitat.org to learn more.
Hey, this is Andrew Hines, rider of the Screaming Eagle Vance and Hines Harley-Davidson V-Rod. You're listening to the Speed Talk with Pete and Cliff.
Welcome back. Pete LaFuchsia, Cliff Tanner coming at you. We were talking a little bit of NASCAR, and I'll tell you what, there was some issues that we talked about with some Hendrick Motors, and we'll get into that here in just one second. I just want to go over one thing. Apparently, I want to talk about Mark Martin's crash. He did hit the inside wall. Well, actually, what do you call that?
It would be a pit wall that was the end before one of the openings. I think it would be the entrance to the garage area because the next
exactly
one is
what
the
it
exit.
Was. Right. Anyway, he ran down through there, came in a bad. If you get a chance, check it out, man, because it was scary.
Yeah.
And the weird thing was, I was there 2 minutes earlier, decided to go in and get something to drink and sit down for a minute.
Oh, really?
And I was there, right there, I was watching the race from.
You know what? I told some people on Facebook, they're like, so were you guys close? I go, well, no, I was back in the garage, but Cliff and our producer, Pat, were there with him, but they needed to go smoke a cigarette. I go, that cigarette probably saved Cliff's life, so don't let anybody tell you smoking won't save your life.
And there's some truth to that, probably.
My story, and I'm sticking to it.
Check it out. It was a pretty hard crash. A lot of people are blasting NASCAR and everything. Oh, you don't make it safe. You're not doing this. You drop the ball. Come on, man. You know, and I'll talk about this in the comments, but it's you can't think of everything.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. You could take any track, and if I knew what I was doing, and I investigated all, I guarantee you I could find some flaws in every track.
Don't tell me that they haven't had experts looking at every track already.
They have. Those are just little things, and that honestly was a freak accident.
Yeah.
How that happened. The grass caught him, and I thank God that he clipped the other side, the other wall.
Yeah,
before he hit that one.
Shot him out. To hit the axle
right,
and wheel.
Because, well, not only that, but he could have ended up back in pit road,
right.
You know, the walkway there,
because
he was heading hard. And he might have went through there and might have even clipped the building,
right.
If you think about it. But
well, no, that would the sprint vision would have been there, because the building
that's
was on
true.
The
it would have been the sprint vision.
Now,
right.
Here's one thing I heard. Somebody said that they looked at the analysts and they took and figured out he was basically doing about 83 miles an hour when he hit that wall.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
By calculating stationary versus him moving past stuff.
Well,
so, ouch.
My boy Mark got out of there, and he walked away. And trust me, they will fix that. I just hope they don't do a restriction on the media going.
The
know,
big thing I was a little scared about was, okay, you do all that. You put down all those powders and liquids. Why didn't they move Casey Kane's pit? I mean, because that's where he hit, was right there. And when I kept walking out there after that, I'm going, man, what if he comes in here a little hot and he goes sliding through that stuff?
I could promise you this, Casey Kane was happy for that because that's what got him into third.
Well, but then if you look at if you look at the list, that's another thing too. Even though Mark slid into pit row, he got a penalty for being on pit road when it wasn't open. Yeah. So yeah, it just,
welcome to NASCAR's crazy worlds.
When I was looking through the list of stuff they gave us in the media room, it's like he got a penalty for being on pit row because he crashed on pit row.
Well, apparently, you know, he walked away and he was very gracious about it, and that's cool. But trust me, folks, lay off NASCAR. But if you get a chance to watch that accident, check it out because it does look pretty nasty, almost as bad as when Sadler hit that wall in Pocono.
Oh, yeah.
And he got out and fell down. So thank God. But, you know, NASCAR is always trying to make safety, and they didn't do it on purpose. But I must say, the funny one part was watching the photographer that started to come up as Martin was coming in, and if he had taken another step forward, he might have been hit. So interesting, just the way it goes.
We'll be able to find out if the wall was truly damaged, because you know, at that kind of a speed, they're going to have that looked at big time.
Yep, Slugger Lob. The good old pit box, crew chief for Paul Menards got in all kinds of trouble. Actually, the entire Childress team got in a lot of trouble. Apparently, they violated several, they had several violations. But he got a $100,000 fine, suspended for three races, till October 3rd.
Ooh.
On probation till December 31st. The car chief, Craig Smokestad, got suspended till October 3rd, probation till December 31st. And crew member Grant Hutchins, October 3rd, suspended until probation until December 31st. They also docked him 25 championship points and 2 ownership points. Action detrimental to stock car racing. That was the one thing.
Okay.
And here's a big one. They got busted for intentionally modifying some of their equipment to pass NASCAR and intentionally deceiving NASCAR.
So in other words,
on their inspections.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but as Pete mentioned, we got to talk a little bit about Joe Gibbs. I don't know what happened, but Denny Hamlin was running very strong at the beginning. So was Kyle Busch, and they both kind of tailed off. And Joey Logano, had a wreck. But Pete had a chance to talk to Joe Gibbs and ask him about a little bit about what happened. So let's go ahead and go to that interview.
I'm not sure. I'm not
that wrong one. Darn it, I should have labeled him. Here we go. Coach Gibbs, can I ask you a few questions about how you felt the team did today?
Yeah, we were off today. I think just really couldn't hit it. We've been pretty fast here for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we just couldn't hit it today. Just didn't do it.
Do you guys take anything good out of this that'll help for future races coming up in the next couple weeks?
I think you always take something good out. I'm sure there's going to be some things we had learned from the entire race, but you know, I just say today we're really off, and I think it's disappointing for all of us.
Thank you, Coach Gibbs.
Oh, there you have it, man. And you know, I like the guy. He's gracious, and he knows. You know, you're going to have bad races, but all three of them.
I wish you would have been there. You could have asked him more.
Yeah, I know. Well,
hear I was out of breath running to him.
we were all over the place, and I've tried to catch Joe Gibbs before, but I could never catch him before he went into a holler or something like that.
There was a point somebody was getting a picture, and they leaned over like they were going to ask him, "Hey, could you take a picture of this?" Not knowing it was him, I almost would say, "Do you not know who he is?" And they're like, oh my God, Coach, can we get a picture with you after we're done with him? So,
and it's funny how you still call him Coach Gibbs. A lot of people still call him Coach. But,
and I'm a Buffalo Bills fan too, and I should hate the guy.
Anyway, Hendrick has some motor issues. We talked about that. You know, obviously we already know Jimmy Johnson blew his motor, and we also know that Jeff Gordon was 22 laps down trying desperately to come back and win that race, according to Pete. And then you had Tony Stewart. And we'll hear from Tony in here in just a second. But it's kind of funny how the third and fourth place team were also Hendrick cars, and one was a backup car for Dale Jr., so maybe that saved him by hitting the wall. I don't know. But
I just don't understand where it was either feast or famine for those guys. They either were great or they were bad.
Either one. But Tony, I felt bad for him because you could tell right away. I mean, he was running strong, moving through the field, and all of a sudden he just, I mean, almost like hit the brakes while everybody just blew by him, and he had some issues here. So Pete, I had an opportunity to talk to him real quick and kind of understand that this was all kind of a press conference type thing. It wasn't just Pete there.
First question was mine. Second one, which was a really good one, was somebody from Speed Channel. So,
all right. Let's go ahead and play.
I'm not sure. It's something that's not a norm for sure, and appreciate everybody at Hendrick, the Hendrick engine department. We had three different engine tuners down there trying to get it fixed for us, so it wasn't for a lack of effort, and it's uncommon to have a problem like this there, so it's not something I'm concerned about having problems in the future with it. It's just a bad day, and like I said, we got the best engine department in the world, in my opinion, so definitely in this series, so they did everything they could do.
Driver just to have to come in, wait, run the race, go back out, and see what you can get.
Not so bad.
not so bad to just try and make the most out of it, I guess.
I mean, you got to. I mean, you got to do the best you can to get everything you can get. I mean, it's it's a series that obviously we saw how the end of the year was last year and how 1 point can make a difference. So you just try to get everything you can get.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go, and listen to him. And also, this is coming from the moron that said he didn't think he was going to make the chase, and once he did, we ain't crap, and he wins 5 of 10 of the races.
He
so,
falls to the wall and wins them all.
Yeah, so it's funny because I go back and talk about his crew chief, his old crew chief. Why am I listening?
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, the old crew chief he had last year, and he went over to go for Hamlin, and it was kind of funny because Hamlin pitted when he shouldn't have, and Tony had tweeted, and this is why we don't have him here anymore. And he turns around, and it doesn't look like he made such a good move because your crew chief has been doing very well here of late. So, but Tony will be back. I can promise you that. I don't think he's going to win back-to-back this year. I think it's that's Jimmy going. But, I got to tell you, man, I was really impressed with Greg Biffle because that man has been running strong. He's had some bad luck. He's going to be a tough one to beat here. Junior, I got to tell you, Earnhardt Jr. was doing a good job all year long. He had those two bad races, and he's come back and finished fourth. And I don't know what it was, but he had a strong backup car. Maybe that's what Junior needs to start
Darian
doing. Maybe Darian Grubb, that's it. Thank you. God, I can't believe it just went. I hate when that happens.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
But, yeah, that's about it there on the NASCAR circuit. We're going to go, again, we'll talk a little bit about the NHRA. Erica Enders, as we talked before, wins the pro stock there. Morgan Lucas pulls it off over Antoine Brown to win in the top fuel, and Ron Capps beat John Force. Whew. So John finally got to the finals, but he just couldn't do it. And
John won this year at all? Yes, he did. He won the second race, didn't he?
Yeah, he won.
He won during that stretch where it was a John Force guy winning every week sometimes.
But he's, I believe, eighth or ninth in points now. So he's going to have to show big down coming up in Indianapolis.
That's a big go.
It was even touched on a little bit with Scott when we had a chance to interview him, too. So
which will be coming up after
That's coming up right after this break. But, Erica Enders, man, I got to tell you, she's come so close in the past, and I've watched her race, and she seems to be getting better and better and better. And, man, she has just caught fire. And she's racing right up the point. She beat Alan Johnson in the final.
Well, is it, and I'm not knocking her at all. I'm just throwing this out playing devil's advocate. Is it her doing really well, or is it the fact that everybody else's equipment has came up to the level that the Summit guys had?
Well, there's a little bit of that. And let's get honest about it. With the NHRA, it's all about timing.
Yeah.
You got to have a strong car, but it's also got to be that. But her equipment's gotten better, or she wouldn't be where she's at. So you know, it's just like Tiger Woods. Everybody said he's the greatest golfer in the world. Now all of a sudden he's nothing. Well, people say it's because Tiger sucks. No. It's just like Michael Jordan basketball. Just
brought
like,
everybody
you
up,
know,
yeah.
anybody else, baseball, it doesn't matter. You bring those people up to your level, and they catch you. And trust me, we'll have a guy that's going to go above that. And it just, you know, that's the cycle of sports.
Oh, yeah, it's the whole cycle.
Period.
I mean, it goes back to NASCAR. Oh, is anybody going to be Jimmy? Well, somebody did. And then, yeah, he's doing good this year, but somebody may, they may step up. What we saw last year in the chase may happen again here. And same thing for the countdown for NHRA and all the other ones. You're going to see people step it up. I think they figured out that you need to be on fire the last one-third of the season.
Well, you got exactly. I mean, because, you know, Mike Neff last year, I mean,
he was on
the,
fire
like
until
five of
chase.
His first
yeah.
eight races or something
yeah.
like that, and then he just gone. You just don't know on what's going on with that. So, you know, hey, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to talk to Scott Smith a little bit, and he can tell you some information on how to get tickets.
And
after that, we're going to give away the free tickets. Sorry about that.
Oh,
didn't
sorry.
Me interrupt you there. We'll give the free tickets right after that, right before we go into predictions. You're listening to
Speed Talk.
Hey, this is Sam Warner Jr. You're listening to Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete.
Now it's time for the guru of curmudgeonry. Curmudgeonry, that's not even a real word. The Sultan and Critique, it's Cliff's time to comment on Speed Talk.
You should share your hilarious hate with everyone.
Hey, junkies. Yep, that's right. Time for my mouthpiece to go. Here we go. I got to tell you, man, we went down to Michigan, or I should say up to Michigan International Speedway for the Pure Michigan 400. A couple incidents happened, but we're only going to talk about the number one. You know, I've been hearing all kinds of flack and feedback and all kinds of stuff going. I mean, and it really started immediately after it happened. But let's talk about Mark Martin and his crash. Unfortunately, the man was taken out. I really honestly believe, I don't think there's anybody out there that could have beat that man, barring any blown engines or anything, if he wouldn't have got wrecked out. Unfortunately, he had a little incident when he was leading the race with Casey Kane coming up, and there was a little bit of sliding action between Montoya, surprise, surprise, and Labonte, surprise, surprise. And they came down, spun through the grass, came around, and if you've ever been on pit road in Michigan, there's two areas where the cars can go back to the garage at. This one just happened to be coming out of turn four, going into the straightaway. It came down, and if you haven't seen it, you need to look it up on YouTube and check it out. But he came down, hit the side of the car behind the door, and it literally, the wall cut into that. Seen a couple of people running like crazy to get away. Looked like a real bad accident. Mark Martin, fortunately, was able to get out, was not hurt, or at least so he pretended he wasn't. I'm sure it scared the Jesus out of him. But Pete and I went back to the garage to take a look at that car, and they were saying back there, Pete overheard him talking, that 36 more inches, it had been right down the middle of that door. Now, here's my thing. Everybody's saying, you got to do. NASCAR is dropping the ball. NASCAR is doing this. Well, this is one time I'm going to defend NASCAR. Folks, there isn't anybody better at trying to make safer everything for them drivers. Here's the bottom line. You can't remember everything. And until something like that happens, it happens. Thank God nobody got hurt. I'm not sure if he really got hurt that bad had he hit through the door. But give NASCAR a break, man. They got to take it. Trust me, they'll fix it. My fear is guys like us in the media aren't going to be able to walk up and down pit road anymore. That's what I'm afraid of. And I hope NASCAR, you don't get that stupid, because we do watch. They'll fix that barrier, and it'll be repaired. Nothing happens again. I'm out of here.
And now it's time to give out the award for the least funny people in the world.
Tune in every week to hear Cliff, Kenny, and Pete.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan. The Fan Revolution. IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Here we go again.
The best hits. Best hits.
More.
And the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm going to have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, RealmsOfMusic.com. Playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Hi, my name is Keely, and you are listening to Speed Talk with my grandpa Cliff and Pete.
Welcome back. We've got Pete LaFuscia, Cliff Tanner coming at you, and as we all know, the U.S. Nationals are coming up. And of course, when we have that coming, we've got to get our good buddy Scott Smith from
the NHRA and Lucas Oil.
Man, I almost called it ORP. I'm sorry, man. Wow, I do that sometimes.
But you're Scott, like those guys that still call the Colts from Baltimore.
Well, they still are, technically. anyway, Scott, welcome to the show. Sorry about that, man.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, we're doing good, man. I know you're busy, so we'll try not to keep you too long, but tell us what's the haps going on down there right now.
Well, right now we've got a pretty big two-day test for all the NHRA teams in advance of the Matt Tools U.S. Nationals. It's one of the few times during the course of the year where everybody comes together and will test leading up to an event. So, you know, that in itself kind of signifies how big the U.S. Nationals are for all these teams to come out and spend the time and the money and test at this track. And, you know, NHRA teams are actually limited to the number of tests that they can have during the course of the season. So if they're coming out for 2 days, that's 2 days of testing their they can't use again, so it really shows the real importance of this event.
Well, I mean, obviously they like to test down there, and this is actually one of the biggest events before you get into your version of the championship run. But, you know, does everybody come down there? Do they test? Do they show their all, or do they just, you know, kind of get a feel for the track at that point?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I think, you know, Pro Stock Motorcycle, Andrew Hines and Betty Krawitz came out, and they tested this afternoon. They made four runs apiece. And they said that they more tested stuff just to break in tires and chains and belts and different combinations just to get everything ready, not only for Indy, but then when we go into the countdown, you know, to get that our playoff systems, just to get everything ready. But as I say all that, you know, people aren't showing their all. Tony Schumacher just ran a 3.801 second pass at 323.5 miles an hour, so that's pretty stout. You know, that's very stout for those guys.
Well, we always know that Tony likes to flex his muscles no matter where he's at any time anyway, right?
Exactly.
Well, talk about a little bit about what, you know, obviously we want to know why people should come and see an event. You know, we talk about that a lot.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, I thought I lost you. Sound like I heard a beep. Okay, sorry about that. You know, talk a little bit about what people can do, you know, what they want to come and see, how they can get tickets, and I'm assuming you got camping and everything available as well.
Very much so. And they just, you know, this is the World Series of drag racing. It's the Super Bowl. It's the Wimbledon. You know, whenever I talk to people, I'm like, okay, whatever you're very, very passionate about, that's what's going on out here during the course of the event. So it's you know, it's the biggest drag race in the world. It's held, you know, here in the state of Indiana, and it's just even when I come to work and I come back to the track and, you know, kind of walk on the track and do different things, you just you just have to pause and think, okay, Shirley Muldowney ran here and won here. You know, Bob Glidden won multiple times. Don Garlitz, you know, all these names that have been out here at this facility. And it really is, it's a mecca of speed, as Racer Magazine called it a handful of years ago. So it's definitely something that if it's on a race fan's bucket list, they should definitely come out and take part in it.
Well, and, you know, the good thing is a lot of people don't realize that, you know, that people think NASCAR is friendly and some of these other sporting events, but you guys are probably the friendliest of all of them.
You are correct, and I think we're all very proud of that, from, you know, Tom Compton, the president of NHRA, right down to all the racers. And, you know, every ticket is a pit pass. So, you know, you buy a general admission seat or ticket, which doesn't get you a seat, but it gets you into the facility, and you can come right up close and personal and watch John Force, Antron Brown, and Alexa DeJorio, and all these great, great racers work on their cars, pack their own parachutes, mix their own fuel, and do all this stuff to their cars without any extra ticket, without any extra clearance, without any extra security. And so it just makes it, you know, just a great way to get up close and personal to these drivers. And the drivers love it. And that's the biggest thing, is the drivers will sign autographs all day long for people. So it's really nice, you know, to have that in this sport.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, to expound on that a little bit, almost every driver we've interviewed with you guys all says the same thing. It's all about the fans. And I don't think I've ever seen one driver, unlike some of the other series we've been to, that has actually walked away from a fan asking for an autograph, other than the fact that they may have to get in a car right at that point in time. But for the most part, I mean, they will stop and make you feel welcome.
Very much so. And I think a lot of our fans understand that, you know, there, like you said, there comes a certain point in time where, you know, the drivers, you know, do have to get back to their quote-unquote day jobs. But it's, you know, I think when you go to other sporting events and racing events, you know, you have to find out what time a certain driver's signing his, you know, autograph trailer. And you may have to buy merchandise to get the autograph. And it's only, you know, a two-hour block the entire weekend. And you have to almost plan your entire event around that. But here, I mean, it's, you know, Tom Force walks out of the back of his hauler, and, you know, we'll see 5 or 10 fans standing out there, and he's gonna take the time to stop and sign autographs and make sure everybody has a good experience.
Well, let's talk about what you are expecting and what type of race you expect to see. I mean, obviously, you know, in the past, it's always been pretty good. Last year was dynamite, and to kind of give us what you think is going to happen out there this year.
I think we're going to see a lot of guys that are still trying, and girls trying to get into the countdown, really battle it out in Top Fuel and Funny Car, Pro Stock and Pro Stock Motorcycle. I think you're going to see a lot of people see if they can knock the Harleys off of their perch. They've been to 9 final rounds, and they've won each race so far this season. So people are really trying to see if they can knock them off. Pro Stock, you've had Greg Anderson and Jason Lyon have a hot start of the year, but right now Erica Enders has won 3 Pro Stock races in the last handful of races, and she was the very first woman to win in Pro Stock ever just earlier this year, so that she's got a lot of momentum behind her. And in Funny Car and Top Fuel, it's, you know, those Schumacher cars are really running real well right now. They're trying to, you know, hold on to the points lead, maybe spread it out just a little bit, and just everybody's looking for that momentum going into the tail end of the season.
Well, you know, and that's what's been kind of weird. You know, we talked to you earlier in the season, and, you know, we thought it was going to be close rankings in the Funny Car division like it was last year. I mean, everything was won on the last day. But, you know, last year there were teams that, you know, I mean, you take a look at Mike Neff, who started off the season like crazy, and then you had Matt Hagan that ended the season like crazy, but nobody really has had any huge momentum in the Funny Car this year.
Yeah, Robert Height had a pretty good start to the season, but their team, you know, for whatever reason, is just hasn't had the success that they did at the start of the year, and so I think a lot of teams are kind of poised and ready, and at Ron Capps. Those teams are starting to run a lot better. So I think it is, it's definitely going to be up for grabs. I don't think you can, you know, say, okay, this one car, this one team is going to take it all. It's definitely going to be a knockdown, drag out brawl the rest of the way going forward.
You got any prediction on who you think is going to win down there this year?
You know, I don't. They're just going to have to, everybody's just going to have to come and watch it, just because when you think you know, and even if, you know, even during the course of the weekend, somebody might have two good qualifying sessions and then, you know, maybe struggle the next couple. So then you're like, well, I thought this person was going to win, but now this person isn't. So it's just, it's almost too tough to call some days.
Well, it's not only about speed either. You've also got timing on starts and, you know, all that stuff too. So, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, but I'm telling you folks, you get a chance, you need to get down there to Lucas Oil Raceway and check this out. And we're going to be giving away some tickets here pretty soon, as a matter of fact. Thank you, Scott, for that. Well, just let people know again, you know, how can they get a hold of you, get some tickets, and get out there and enjoy this experience?
They can go to NHRA.com and find out all the event information, press releases, and what's going on, what's going, you know, what's going to take place, or ExtremeTix.com is also a great way to find out ticket information and buy those tickets. And like I said, even a general admission ticket will allow you into the facility, and you can go up right up close and personal and get those autographs from everybody.
Well, for those people that don't know, do you have to buy a weekend pass, or can you buy daily passes, or how's that work?
Nope. You can buy day passes. We do have a week-long super ticket, if you will, that's got every day of the week. But if you just wanted to come out here on Friday afternoon, bring the family, you could just buy Friday and come out here and have a great time and take it all in.
Well, I look forward to getting down there and seeing you again, Scott. And I do want to say a special thanks from us guys out here at Speed Talk for, you know, helping us out and being gracious hosts and your staff. I mean, it's really a great experience, and we enjoy having you on as well.
Not a problem. We enjoy having you guys at the event, and can't wait to see you.
All right, Scott. We'll let you go, buddy. Good luck down there, and we'll see you in a few days.
Okay. See you guys.
All right. Thanks, man. Again, that's Scott Smith with Lucas Oil Raceway, the big media guru, I call him. So, man, get down there and check it out. All right, you're listening to
Speed Talk.
Hi, this is Craig Bontrager, driver of the number 49 late model truck at Plymouth Speedway and member of the Speed Talk family of drivers. You're listening to Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete.
Welcome back. It is that time again. Pete LaFuchsia, Kenny Barr, Cliff Tanner, and my little grandson, Mark Wander. I shouldn't say little, man. That boy's growing up. He's almost as tall as I am, and he's only 12. But you come along. You sure you don't want to do a prediction or two in here, man? Okay. He says, yeah, no, he doesn't.
I can give him a microphone.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. You sure?
Right, you want to predict at least one?
All right, let's talk about last week. It really wasn't that difficult to pick, since we only did two.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Last week's over with. Let's go to next week.
This week, real quick, like last week anyway.
Gee, thanks, Cliff. I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend, man. But, you know, you
there are no
fun
friends
of me.
In prediction.
But, oh, okay.
If it makes you feel any better, I've had a worse showing than this before, so yeah. Relax.
I can't. Okay? I don't know, man. Okay.
Anyway, Kenny had a rough time last week. He had a 6 and a 30 place finish, and Pete had a 9 and a 10 finish, and I had a 1 and an 8.
One and an eight.
Kenny, and eight. That's not your worst finish.
The fix is in.
Yeah, I wish.
Week 7, you had a worse one.
Gee, thanks, Pete. That makes me feel a whole hell of a lot better.
18.7.
Well, it doesn't matter. We had a good time doing it anyway, and sorry we missed the nationwide. I don't know what happened there. It was a, you know, just a little bit
we
of
we dropped the
flip.
Ball.
But anyway, the season total now is Pete has an 8.95, Kenny a 9.02, and I got an 8.2. I ended up with a 4.5 finish this last week. Pete was 9.5 and Kenny 18. So anyway, we decided, since everybody's off but NASCAR apparently this week, I shouldn't say NASCAR, Sprint is off this week as we're getting ready for the big Brickyard 400. And yes, folks, I know it's probably called a million different things, but I'm still calling it the Brickyard.
Yeah.
It's still got Brickyard in there somewhere.
Just like Lucas Oil, I still call it IRP. So, oh, yep. You know, it's hard not to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this week we're going to go with NHRA and the Top Fuel Funny Car.
Hey, this is Courtney Forrest, driver of the brand Source Ford Funny Car, and you're listening to Speed Talk with Pete and Cliff.
Welcome back. Pete LaFuchsia, Cliff Tanner coming at you, and we got predictions coming up, and it was an interesting week in predictions, but, you know, crazy. But before we do that, it is time to announce our winners. Four lucky people are getting a pass for two to the U.S. Mack Tools, or the Mack Tools U.S. Nationals, coming up next weekend at Lucas Oil Raceway down in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I tell you what, folks, they're going to have a good time, and I'd like to hear from them, or at least an email to let us know what they really thought about it. Our first winner, as we drew on the break, is Bill Riflard from Canton, Illinois, who listens to RadioSpeedTalk.com. That's where he's at. Bill Riflard from Canton, Illinois, Radio Speed Talk.
Oh, hold on here. Let's, you know what we need to do? Let's have a little fun with it. Next winner.
The next one is William Ward from Jonestown, Pennsylvania. He listens to one of our affiliates, Balance Online Radio. They're in Indianapolis, Pro Sports. And also, the next winner is Tammy Shepard.
Oh, sorry.
Tammy Shepard from Lake Station, Indiana. She also listens to RadioSpeedTalk.com. And for our last winner, Angelique Wiley from Huntington, Indiana. She listens to an ESPN affiliate down in Marion. So again, Bill Riflard from Canton, Illinois, William Ward from Jonestown, Pennsylvania, Tammy Shepard of Lake Station, Indiana, and Angelique Wiley from Huntington, Indiana. Congratulations to you folks. Have a great time. We'll be getting a hold of you, letting you know what you got to do. And again, it's a one-day pass. You can go any day you want, Thursday through Monday. I suggest Monday.
Yes.
Monday is the best one, but so does everybody else think that. But,
if you're coming from Illinois, who knows, you may be only able to make Sunday.
Yep. So. All right. Again, Bill Riflard, William Ward, Tammy Shepard, Angelique Wiley. Congratulations to you guys. All right, predictions. Last week we did it live from Michigan, and as you have heard in the past, we invited Roger to come back and do predictions for us on the second row just to see how we could do. He actually beat us.
Spanked our butts.
But, no, he didn't spank my butt.
Okay,
he spanked your butt.
He spanked my butt and put me in timeout.
Yeah, and if you all remember, and go back and listen to audio, how much Pete was bragging, how much he was coming on, and he just kind of took a giant dump. He came in last with a 15.8. I came in with a 7, and Roger came in with a 6. And Roger was the only one that picked pretty well on the ARCA race, as he picked the winner, Frank Kimmel. And he also got second place for the Nationwide Series in Canada, and Sam Hornish, but I got that as well. So,
and I should have had that.
Yeah, Pete, you wanted to change it, but you
went with Danica. I didn't want to be like you guys.
No, that's fine. But Eric Jones, he picked, finished 34th because he didn't run, so he gets a 34 for that. And then Danica was 27. You know, we didn't really talk about that, but she actually led quite a bit of that race. She led over 20 laps.
Oh, wow.
And somebody threw that shoe out. She ran over it, and the car went to heck after that. She ended up 2 laps down.
I'm surprised nobody's made the joke about a woman in a shoe. Oh, of course she's going to go drive over. She's going to go after shoes.
Yeah, because it wasn't a Gucci
was a
or whatever that is, LaGucci or whatever those shoes are.
LaGucci.
Yeah, she's
wow,
that's a piece of crap. Gone. Anyway, that's our predictions, and that's how we ended up. Pete is at 9. For the season, and I'm at 8.63, so I got a little bit of breathing room on that. This week we're going to pick ARCA in Madison, Wisconsin, and Pete?
Spencer Gallagher.
I'm going with Eric Jones, because Eric Jones didn't race on the dirt. He'll be back for this.
Oh, yeah, and he just sure disappointed me.
All right. IRL over in Sonoma.
Tony Kanaan.
I'm going to say Ryan Hunter-Reay. And then we're going to the Nationwide in Bristol.
Parker Klingerman. Camping World, sorry.
That's what I meant to say. You pick Parker Klingerman, I pick Timothy Peters, and Nationwide in Bristol, I said, or actually Pete,
Elliot Sadler.
And I'm going to go with Ricky Steinhaus Jr. Jeez, I can't even
speak it. I thought maybe I misspelled it.
No. I just didn't say it right. In the big cup race on Saturday night, keep in mind, man, I love these night races down in Bristol,
yeah.
Man. This is cool racing. And in the sprint cup, Pete, you picked?
Kyle Busch.
I say Brad Keselowski. And you know what? I was talking earlier about people to watch out for the cup. Look out for Keselowski, man. I'm telling
you,
that guy is
fire. Remember who I picked to win the cup at the beginning of the year was Keselowski.
Yeah, you did. You did. So, all right, folks, that's the predictions. Again, congratulations to all of our winners, Bill, William, Tammy, and Angelique. You're listening to Speed Talk.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.